Okay, we're up to question four was a mistake. That's in the regular shir. Number five, page 13. So the question is, are you allowed to leave the location of your parents where they live? Because if you're going to leave the city that they live in, you're not going to be able to do kibbutz aveim. So the Gemara says in Megillah and Tezvav on the days, Amar Rabba Amar Hitzchak Bar Shmuel, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Bikibbutz Aveim Shekol Osam Shonim Shei Yaakov Avinu Beveis Ever Lo Nenash. In other words, all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Ever learning in yeshiva, he was not Nenash. So it's mashma that if you're learning Torah, then you can be away from your parents. But it's mashma if you're not learning Torah, then you could be nenash chas v'shalom, because you're not there to service your parents. And that's what the Mariel says on page 3. Ama marach olam yoder odom in kol mavosav ki mitzvas chachamim. That you should live with Mokham Avosov. Luzekvar hatakti only kama pa'amim me'ir Neustadt. He said, I would have left Neustadt a long time ago had it not been that my parents live in Neustadt. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Amu Chazal, Sof Perakam, the Megillah, Godel, Talmud Torah, Yosem, Bekibbutz Aveim, Shal Osem, Yudal, Shonim, Shalom, Ad Yaakov, Eitzel, Shem, Ve'ever, Lo Nenash, Al Kibbutz Av. V'chein, Im Rotzo, Leilech, Lulmod, Be'er Cheres, Yochel, Leilech, Shalom, Bishos, Av Yivimu. There we say, Sheholach, L'mitzvah Cheres, Tzarek, Shos, Av Yivimu. But for mitzvah Cheres, in other words, for Talmud Torah, you can leave. For mitzvah Cheres, you can't. Unless they give you permission. Or you need for panasa. In other words, you get a job as a in LA. You could go to LA, even though your parents live in New York, because that's where your panasa is. It's very important. You can go to LA for panasa, even though your parents live in New York, or vice versa. Become welcome, mishum mitzvah tzarich litov. But for anything else, You gotta ask for shus. So you don't have to ask for shus for parnasa and for Torah. And that's what the Marash Meostrach of Sholem of Neustadt. He said, I would have left Neustadt a long time ago had it not been that my parents live in Neustadt. And
that's because he was able to learn the same amount, probably.
That's the next packet. That's the next packet. Were you there for that? Well, maybe you were in Eretz Yisrael at the time.
Me and Colin?
Then we had a Tshuvas HaRashba about Reuven married the daughter of Shimon, and he took a shvuah that the nishma Reuven zel Shimon chomav al das rabim sheyodahu v'ishto heishonim shleimot b'chol mokum sheyodahu shem shemarocha, that he's going to live with her parents for the first 5 years. But then, in those 5 years, 4 months of the year, he can live with his parents. So, so that was the deal. And if there's some onus, then maybe also he doesn't have to keep the word. So that's the Rashba's discussion. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 8. It says, "Im nishba lodur b'mokum shenosa isha, avol pishal dekachu misbatel mikibar aveim, lo havid nishba levatel as a mitzvah, kem shalo yinosnim lo isha, hachishravakein." In other words, since the only way he would get the shidduch is if he agreed to live with them, then he's allowed to live with them, even though he's maybe vatal kibur aveim. But so you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to take the shvuah, and the shvuah is chal. Unless there's an onus or something else. But you see from the Truvas Harash also that really you have to live by your parents. But Talmud Torah is an excuse, Parnassan is an excuse, and then there's a third excuse, getting married. So if the only way you can get married is, because really L'chatchila when you get married, so you should, if your parents live in L.A., she should come with you to L.A. And that's... But if they say, no, you got to live there, place. So then, and that's the only way you'll get the shidduch, so then you have to live there. So the shidduch ultimately trumps kibur aveim. So that's why it's so it's mutter to take the shvua. It's mutter to take the shvua that you will live in the location of your wife's parents, because that's the only way you'll get the shirach. So be it. And that's not considered nishma levatel as a mitzvah. We have to sing for Jake. We'll sing for him tomorrow. Maybe there are more people to sing. But we owe him a Shira. Shira is his Shpachas.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, Mazel Tov. Jake has, became a Chassan Thursday night.
Wow.
In Brooklyn, of course. Right near my parents.
Avenue L.
Avenue P.
Not so far.
Rabbi, is driving distance considered? If you live within an hour of the parish, is that considered the same count?
You mean better than living? There's an hour you probably can, they call you up. You can come over and do what you need to do. So that's pretty good. That's not considered. So you know, if you live in a different, you know, they live in New York, live in L.A., that's a big difference.
You still can't go out and buy milk for them every day.
Right, exactly.
Amazon?
That's true,
huh?
Amazon. Amazon, you can send milk to anybody today.
I have a friend.
You can send milk to somebody in China, right?
Yeah. I have a friend who ordered ice cream this weekend online. It was delivered in half an hour.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a crazy world we live in. So the question number 6 on page 14. Tendi ve mechaber vil hashavus bin yinishma l'ador b'vogel shenosa isha. So that's the retruvus harashba that we just did. And what does the Maram Shik say? Maram Shik says, so he says an interesting thing. In other words, if he makes you swear for 4 years, then you can't live more than 4 years. Maybe it's Chalva Koilo. So then he asked the Maram Shik, he asked the Kasha, there was all the years that he was in Shem Ve'Ever, he didn't get punished. Because he was learning Torah. So he said, Ein Mochrim Sefer Torah, Ein Mod Isha V'Lisa Isha. Kasha, Hari Adrabam, Kom Mochrim Hippoch, Ben Enesh Chav Be'Shona, Shaya Be'Beis Lovan, U'Bedech Shabeneim, Hashanim Shaya Muchach Lisa Isha Muchach the Kibir Adif. Need of Lafaki Kasha Sham. Hey Muchach Misham Hashash Ariga, Mesa Vachiv, Amarios of Nosal Shus. Hashan the Shas Lokosh is a Sakhonim Shem Shahu Batsbo. He sees the Gorm, the Ace of Shahayu, the Gorm Latsbo Sakhonim, Kazelo Hoshiv Sakhonim Mamish. So he says, why don't you say the same thing by Lavan, that he shouldn't have been punished for the years that he was in Beis Lavan because he died to get a shidduch. So I thought to get a shidduch is okay. So Yaakov was staying in Beis Lavan was for a shidduch, so why was he punished for that? And anyway, he had to stay in Beis Lavan so he shouldn't get killed by Esav. So he could be that even if he wouldn't have worked the 7 years, Lavan would have given him. In other words, Yaakov is the one who said, I'll work another 7 years for you. Lavan didn't say that, right? So he could have said, I would have worked 1 year. Maybe Lavan would have bought that also. So that's why he was punished. Understand? It's an interesting point. In other words, he initiated that thing, that I'll give you another 7 years. I'll work you another 7 years for Rachel. But Lavan didn't ask him that. So why did he say, he would have said, I would work another 10 days for you. Maybe he would have accepted that. So if it was a must, so that's a big yisod in life. So your three things you could leave your parents for: Torah, marriage, and parnassah. Those are the three things. If not, you should live by your parents, because unless they're mochel.
Does that imply that Yitzchak and Rivka were not mochel?
Hmm. Yitzchak and Rivka
were not mochel.
But not mochel.
When Yaakov left the house. Because if they were mochel, then there is no reason he should be punished.
Right.
You said the city came on such a high level that Yaakov still should have gone back.
Maybe. It's a good question. Skip question 7 for some, we'll get back to a second. But question 8, we said, Divrei Ha'ish Matzliach, Ben Yochel Liso Liracheres Neged Rotzon Ahorim. So the Ish Matzliach, Matzliach Mazuz, right? I think he's the father of Rameh Mazuz, of Kisei Rachamim. I just heard that Rav Amar learned that he was the connection of Kisei Rachamim. So the Ish Matzliach says that to learn Torah you could leave your parents. But what about something else besides learning Torah? He says, so what does he say? That time of our... Lisa, but also Perak, also Mokum. So he says, ain't talking to Shmuel Aviv, because you can leave for Talmud Torah. But because of Marik Hash, some of them, Marik, Kibbe, Loshach Kibbe, Al Kibbe, Al Machim, Mashkeu, Aval Mnosu, Loshach, Av, Gav, Pshit, Den Koch, Parav, Lumchos, Biad, Benoh, אינו איני מכאן לבד אלא אלכי לאחרס מוסד דשייך אב וגבוה שאף יש אינו משרס עוד. The idea is that you have to be near your parents to service them. And he thinks it's not true that a kid could just go where he wants. So he's very strong about this this issue of moving out. Okay. Ben Yochel Yisaliachas Neged Ritzon Ahorim. So he says, no, they can't. Only learning Torah. That's the only thing he speaks about. Then we saw the Chayodim, that was question 7. The question is, to do a mitzvah, are you mechuyev to leave your city to do a mitzvah? But say you can't get a lulav in this city, so you say, okay, so I'm potter. So he says, He's not sure. And then if you have to leave the city. Maybe if you don't, the mitzvah is not available in the city, then maybe you're not mechuyev. So, he says, he wants to bring a ride from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the two cities, one had Shofar, one had the Chazan, which one should you go to? So the question is, why don't the people who don't have a Shofar go to the city that has a Shofar? So you see that they're not mechuyev. So he thinks it's all totally on whether you can come and go in one day. If you can go and come in one day, then you're mechuyev to go and come in one day. Say I can't get a shofar anywhere in New York, so I could travel to Florida and come back in a day.
On Yontif you can't do that, though.
But on Yontif you can't do it.
Like I'll say it's Yontif.
Right.
You have to go.
Right, so you can't leave the Kurm. Yeah, you have to go to Florida before Yontif.
Right.
Good question. It's a whole discussion. Are you mechuyev like before the mitzvah to get the home and chaschina for tzlach? So that was question number 7. Tein divrechayodam binin sarach lachor beisul leachaz l'kai mitzvah. So he doesn't. So he says if you can come back in the same day, then maybe you are mechuyev. 10. Ha'im ben mechuyev lispal yachadim oviv oseiz lo nachas ruach. Are you mechuyev to daven with your father to give him nachas ruach? So Rav Hoffman says a whole bunch of tshuvas about these topics.
Somebody says any
nachas ruach
is considered.
Right, Rabbeinu Yonah, any nachas ruach. So what about davening? That should be in this package. Okay, I don't see it now. Yeah. Kav Zayin. This is in this part of Kav Zayin. Kav Zayin. The son wants to go to the Rebbe for Yom Narayim. Like Hasidish Rebbe. But the father wants he should be with him.
It happens to what he wants.
Yeah. Right. Right. If Rabban Batuch Shisham Yosef Mukshal and Kabbal Hosorus says Yom Noroim Hadini Rabban. So there's a Pesach Tshuva in Chamud Daniel. Pesach Tshuva. Let's see if we have it here. The Pesach Tshuva. So I think the Pesach Tshuva says he's allowed to go. You have your day. Give me the Yerodeya. Was it Yerodeya Beis? So I'll let you know in a second. So Rav Harfinus writes, if the son thinks he's going to have a better davening there, it's okay. And he wants to learn that from Talmud Torah. This Talmud Torah, he thinks he's going to learn better someplace else, so that he could leave his father. So he thinks maybe that applies to all types of things of Yiras Shamayim.
Could that be compared to learning Talmud Torah?
Yes, so that's what Rabbi Harfinus was to say. Okay. Sorry, my fault. Okay, here we go. Okay, well now we're going to get it. Okay, now we got it. It's all my fault. So we can... Yeah. So which of cotton is it? And here we go. Chav Beis. Reish Mem Chav Beis. Chosef Chavundu Neil. Nira Du Adina Afil Sofik L'Shem Yira Sima Brachat Mutub. He wrote to the Spal of Beis. Kadesh Shabal of Yerush Shabi Chavara V'Imo Mocha B'Zeh Ein Tzorach L'Shmola. So that's a Chiddush. That you want to daven with a place where you think it's going to be more kavana, and your mother says no, usually the father says no, but then you don't have to listen. I don't know, that's a chiddush. So Rav Harfinus explains, because that's an extension of the heter of Talmud Torah. I'm not convinced. I told you, Rav Yossel the Rosenzweig. Rav Yossel the Rosenzweig? He was the Rav in Schenectady. He wrote some famous Nigunim. Hu yiftach li beinu b'sor, or pisku pisku li sharet. So he said that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think, said, you know, you should dive with your father. He wants you to... I don't know, this is a very touchy, you know, because some people feel, especially in Maraim, you know, they have to be in yeshiva, they have to do this, they have to... I don't know. I grew up in a shul, so I can appreciate davening in a shul. I don't hold you have to daven, you know. I think you can daven very well in shuls also. So some people feel, you know, you have to certain times. I don't know.
What if you like really want to daven like with somewhere else than your parents?
Say you want to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, you really want to. Like your parents
don't. Jordan.
Yeah, you want to go to Uman for us. What do you say? And your parents want you to go. So maybe you can make a deal with them.
Bring them to Uman.
Yeah. I told my son, if he wants to become rich, he should do two things. He should get two apartments in Miami Beach to rent out for Pesach to people, and get two apartments in Uman to rent out for people. And that'll be
rich.
Also, what if your parents say you can go, but you can tell like they're not so happy with it? But they did say you can, but they did it with like a sad face.
What, to go where?
Anywhere.
What do you mean anywhere?
You want to go to your friend's house for Shabbos? Well, they really want you home. Or stay in yeshiva for Purim or.
So. Right, so there's certain things that, you know, like the Chazon Ish says, what's the pshat in Marik that they don't have a right to shidduchim, you don't have to listen, because that's not part of their jurisdiction. So that's the question. When are they considered crossing the line? So it has to be within reason. In other words, if there's stam paranoia, you know, that you can't leave any place, you can't go anything, that's, you know, stomach, that's not a problem. You know, even though you'll make them happy, but they don't have a right to ask that. So in other words, that you need somebody to decide what's something they have a right to ask and what's called being too much.
If you were to listen, you get a mitzvah for it.
In other words, if it's a you, it's your brother's bar mitzvah, and you have some Shabbaton. So, Mr. Shabbaton, I mean, it's your brother's bar mitzvah. You know, they have a very right to say that. But if it's
you get a mitzvah if it's unreasonable and you still listen, or is it?
In other words, say they ask you something. That's a good question. Say yes, they ask you something.
Up here in Eretz Yisrael and the Simcha is in Kutzlaretz.
Right, so that might be a different story. Because maybe, right, especially if you're in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So everything has to be within reason. Okay. Well, say that the parents go to Florida for the winter and they want their son to come to visit them. So if Harfordus writes, he has this question. You know, if they're just going for their own vacation, they're not mechuyev, but if they have health reasons they're going, so, and if the parents are willing to provide the tickets, the parents have to pay the tickets. Right, so that means it's Mishal Av. So they have to provide the tickets. If they provide the tickets, then you should go. If they don't provide the tickets, then they're not.
But they're really under the Mishal Av category because it's not really one of the six.
Right, well, that's a question. Maybe all, you know, whole idea of Nasis Nachas Ruach is...
If they're sick, they might need you actually physical support.
Right. So, but they still have to pay.
Right. So,
okay. Okay, so now I need packet Zion.
I don't have Zion. Right?
Anyone has Zion? Okay, so let's see if we can do. Tei Chitas Ramban V'Rashi V'Nyan Mitzvos Yishuv Eretz Yisrael B'Zman Hazeh. So the Ramban says that there's a chiyuv even Ramban. You want one? Zion, Kibbutz Avim, Zion. Okay, so the Ramban says it's a mitzvah, right? For Rashtem, Sarsi, Shaftem, Bar, it's a mitzvah of Doris. And Rashi is mashmah that it's no, that it's only a haftacha or. So. Maram B. Rutenberg. No, you have. Kevin J. Maram Rutenberg says if someone wants to go to move to Eretz Yisrael, the parents say no, then you don't have to listen. Because they're telling you to mevatel a mitzvah. And that we saw in other sources also, in the Mabit, in the Benish Chai. You don't have? Kibra Vim Zayin. I have it somewhere, I have it in my office. Go, Jake, go.
Jesse has it?
Yeah. I have it, but I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to. So all these seem, the Miltstaka is the one who says that it's only if there'll be Parnassa. There's no, if you don't have Parnassa, then not. Okay, but the Panim Yafos says not that way, right? The 17. The Panim Yafos is the one who says that Kibbutz Ava'im trumps it, and it's a Lech Lecha. Because there, the Medrash says.
It's a form of Milad,
yeah. So he says, I'm pattering you from Kibbutz Ava'im.
He was Jewish.
Even though he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mashma normally that you can't go, because you're also a mitzvah. Maybe we'll stop a minute. We'll take a 2 minute break. I'll get the Zion. Okay, we'll leave it on. I don't want to make a separate file. We'll get it. 1 sec.
It's like spun coffee.
What about the Twizzler wrapper?
It smells like
the off-brand.
You're like getting it, taking away the smell.
No, smell it. It smells like the off-brand. Like the red part. Not a Twizzler.
Okay. Hold on, please.
How do you do the coffee machine?
Put it in the milk. Take out the whole one. Wow.
Yeah, but it has a hole in the bottom. Like, it's just going to all fall out.
No, alright, the whole accent.
Meaning when the coffee goes in, it's like
no, not the brown thing. No, don't put it in the filter basket.
Oh, where's that?
The filter basket has the rinds in it, and then you put it back.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
don't.
I mean, should we just take two Jesse's notebook or something?
No, we're starting to bring it to not using other people's stuff.
Is that right?
Okay, just
text it for everyone?
Yeah, even with Cody.
Meatballs. Figure it out. Meatballs. You taste that? Meatballs are good. The reason I should have shown is because I didn't have a breath. So again, so Rashtim has Arshvi Shaftim Bor, that's the Ramban, that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Zmanazah. And Rashi says, "Rashi, Hishav Tuchu is Kaimba." So he's just saying, it's not a mitzvah, he's just giving you a practical advice that if you get rid of the people in the land, then you'll be able to stay there. But not that it's a mitzvah. In other words, you're not going to be able to stay there if the people in the land are. And that's the Ramban counts in Mrs. Dalit. And then we saw the Maram Rutenberg says you shouldn't listen to your parents.
They say you go back.
Right, and the Marbit as well. It says like this.
Believe Israel.
To go to Israel.
They, the parents say that you should go, or they should.
No, you want to go, and they
want to go, and they want to stay here.
Right. And then Ben Ishchai, Tenchalol Yalan Leitzrel, Lo Yishmal Lehem. And the Mil Tztaka, right, we got it all right, says that, you know, but if it's a question of Parnasa, then you can go. It's a very important Yisod. I mean, today people, you know, go and without necessarily have a plan, but if you go, and it doesn't work out, then you're not mechuyev to stay, because you don't have a parnasa. That was the real stuff. Go to Eretz Yisrael.
Parnasa doesn't work out here.
That's what happens. If the parnasa doesn't work in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Mil Tztaka says, if you can make parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. Which is not a simple matter. And then the Pas HaShulchan.
The Mil Tztaka said about the parnasa.
Yep. Then the pasuk was a mishnah shall have the aim of chutzlar smoking bowl while taste them come to Eretz Yisrael ain't him clear the shmol and bazaar. So you don't have to listen. He says even the Rambam, who says that it's, who doesn't listen to the Tariq mitzvah, agrees that it's a mitzvah midrabanan b'chol apochus.
The Durban, though, the Kibbutz might be the Raisa. So it wouldn't.
But if you want to do a mitzvah the Rabbanan,
you could add a leave him about the Kibbutz.
That's a good question. Question. So that's what the Tashbeit said it's a mitzvah also. The part of Yachos. So he's the first one to say differently, right? So he says, in other words, Abraham had a special heter because his father wasn't from. He was an Oved Avodah Zarah. So he says, L'cha ani poter. But anyone else, no. It's not docha mitzvah kibbutz aveim. So if the parents want you here, then you don't go. That's what Panim Yofa says.
How badly do they have to be like a Russian?
One second. I mean, 17, 18 is basically the same question. We're going to have a separate packet on Aviv Russia.
Right.
That's the Medrash Rabbah, right? Okay, so that's here's here, right?
Yeah.
Right here.
I don't know where Zion is.
And then we have the Sifrei. From Parshas Re'e. It says, Maisa, with all these Rabbanim, they were coming out of Eretz Yisrael, and then they were leaving, and they were crying that they were leaving Eretz Yisrael. Chazal Ubal Machomam, Amru Yeshiva says, Yisrael, Shkul Kenega Cholam Yisrael Torah. And then they went back. They were so emotionally torn. So then we said there's an Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Now we know at the end of Noach it says that Terach died. So this way Rashi says, so it shouldn't look bad for Abba Avinu. He didn't die, but died later. But this way it says he died, so it shouldn't look like, hey, Avram Avinu is leaving his old father. So what's talk of the reason? So the Archaim HaKadosh says that because once his father reached 143 years old, he thought that's enough. Because his father, Nachor, lived to 148. So he says within 5 years, you know, of your father's life, to give the Shnas Kuvim, give a host of them, hey Shonim. So say Yosef, Avon PK, Kavish, and Lazacha, Lashonim, and Asarim. And so why he got. And then he ended up living longer. It's Chus Avraham. Kitam Avram Hu Shachasha B'dayta Shashalmu Me'aviv She'egil Shnas Kuv Bem Gimel Also for them Heishonim V'chomrim She'idek Heishonim. So his father lives 148. So he only left when it was close to his father's age, so he figured that his father was dying anyway. Okay, it's a little strange. So we said in the Sefer Avnei Zikaron, Then he quotes from Rebbe Yashiv. Fakos was whenever the Ben wrote to Lalas Israel, based on Rebbe Yashiv, in the royal Israel of Osik the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Whereas you're with your parents, to leave your parents is not a pasha. Not a pashut matter.
He said, like you shouldn't.
Not to, right. And then we said the shiltas. Look, it's getting close, the shiltas. That it's not only. Pashut shah, you can only leave that cell, Lumma Torah, Lisa Isha. So the shilters want to say for other mitzvahs as well, which is a chiddush. But the pasuk says lo amal lo motor v'lo yisayisha. Then we said the machlokas Rashi and the Marsha. So was the case there. It was a gemara in kedushin lamralach of the vase. It says, Ravasi Havalei, he had an old mother.
Crazy.
Amalei, Beinach Tachshit, and she said, I want jewelry, Avadlahi, David. Beinach Gavra, Nain Loch, Beinach Gavra, the Shapik of Ozla, Israel. So she wasn't well, he went out to Israel. Shamadika Ozla Basrai, so she was following him. Ozla Kamid Ravyoch, Amalei, Mangla says, so what does that mean?
Not that way.
Not in the yeah, so he says Mokam Yechzircha L'Sholom, because his mother was following him. So he says, okay, I see you want to go, so you can go back with her. That's how Rashi was. Marsha, says, who dochem? The master of the Hadar, also L'Sholom, across Emo, Kalmar, Gamnichel, Fajr, and Zalam, Chomko, way Pajner. The class of Emo will also learn to swell, Kamar. If you also come on the Rabbi Yochan, any of the dead, after the Gamma should keep it aim, also what says where is all, should the business keep it aim, I have a lot of Vasi Hadra, also the Hatil of Sveko, they in the Strasses, what says we should keep it aim, and Mokham Yazirhola, I can, so that you can go greet your mother, but then you have to go back to Eretz Israel, not to Kutzlar. So this is Machlokas Rashi and Marsha. What does it mean? The Shasta Lal says, Achom Mokham Yasir Hoshola means you can go back to Bavel with her, or no, you can go greet her and then come back to Eretz Yisrael. And then we did the which mitzvah, so could you leave? So we said the Rambam says Lumot Torah Elisa Isha. That's the Rambam here. Let's see, 1 second. He says also what says me is still Chutz L'Arts Ela Lumot Torah Elisa Isha Lotzel Ma'akum V'yachzu L'Arts V'chein Yotzei Hu L'Skora. Or you can leave for Schora. But to move out of Eretz Yisrael permanently, that's only if there's a famine. You know, it's really bad.
How does everybody live today? Is it ignorance of halacha, or is there actual sources? Like the people who live here just like, come back to visit all the time? America.
Yeah, well, because they're not, they're just back right. They're not, in other words, they're just doing it temporarily.
That's okay?
Like, that's what they're assuming, that's okay.
So when we say that leaving Eretz Yisrael is us, it's only if you plan to permanently leave?
Well, the question is, also what is it as well, a little more Torah Lisa Yisho. So, I don't know, it's not mashra for the Rambam that way, because the Rambam's mashra, and then you have to come back. So it's mashra that it's also to leave, b'chlal. Then you can go out temporarily and come back only for those things, mashra for other things not. So I guess they're not following this Rambam. They say that's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe never went to Eretz Yisrael even, right? Because
it's scared me to say.
Yeah.
If the, what would the Rambam say if the woman's family said you have to live here? Would he say you can still stay?
No problem.
So you go back to get married, but the in-laws are saying you can marry her if you stay in America. Would that be too strong of a deal? Would say rather.
Yeah, that's Lisa
Isha. Is that okay? Because he's assuming you're going to go back. But if they tell you, oh, you're about to marry, if you stay here.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe that would be too much. And we said the Chuvus Hanogos of Sternbach has this discussion about the fellow who wants to make Aliyah, his parents don't. So he says, Yoshik b'mitzvah pata mitzvah, unless you think it's going to be the chinuch, it's going to be much better, or something like that. And it's only if the parents really need you. But if they don't, it's just nicer, then you should go to give them a chinuch, provided that you find parnasa. Okay, Rabosei, we have finished the Chazar of the Kedushin in Yom Halacha. So tomorrow we'll do in Yom Diyoma Chazara, and then Tuesday we'll have the Bechina, and then we'll continue on Pesach or other things. We'll see what we'll do. Okay, you said it?
Yeah,
I do. If anyone who needs Zion.